having your back. This practice comes out of my experience with a kind and empathic friend and the challenges of my daughter's serious illness. Try it when you or your child are going through a challenging situation and you feel that you could use some additional support. So when you're ready, just sit comfortably. And think of a time when someone was protecting you. Maybe a parent, or a sibling, a friend, a teacher, or a relative. Remember what this felt like in your body. Tuning in to your jaw. Your spine. Your shoulders, your gut, remember what you were feeling. Strong, determined, grateful, relieved, maybe even fierce. Now, knowing what this felt like, remembering this experience of protection, try it for yourself. What is it like to be on your side? To be an ally for yourself. Being someone who has your own best interests front and center. Who looks out for you. Who protects you. You matter. Your needs matter. Other reactions may come up as well. Perhaps embarrassment that you need protection or support. Perhaps a sense that you shouldn't need help. Just notice these feelings and step back from them. Allowing some daylight between you and those feelings of unworthiness or shame or embarrassment. And come back to standing up for yourself. Stay with it. Let it deepen. Let it strengthen. Let it land. Take a few breaths. Feel it in your body. Remember times when you were there for yourself, when you were supportive of yourself during a difficult time. Maybe during an illness, speaking up to someone who put you down, or who hurt you. Feel this in your body and stay with it. Know what it feels like to have your own back. Feel what it's like to really care for yourself. Feel this in your bones. And let this become a resource, even a superpower. That is there for you whenever you need it. You can draw on this whenever the need arises.